O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Colossians 1, verses 9 through 14.
Colossians 1, verses 9 through 14. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Did you know that there's a science of gratitude? Experts at prestigious universities have spent years researching gratitude and the benefits that flow from it. These benefits include a stronger immune system, better sleep, lower blood pressure, as well as, quote, more joy and pleasure. So gratitude is good for us, which is why one writer calls Thanksgiving the, quote, most psychologically correct holiday of the year. But why be thankful? Well, these verses in Colossians give us some pretty amazing reasons. Our God has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So as we listen to give thanks to God, reflect not just on the benefits of gratitude, but the source of it. Meditate on the reality that our God has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light, and pray that the Spirit would cultivate joy and thanksgiving in your heart.
He sent his Son to die and rise again to save us. His never-ending love, his steadfast and sure. He's broken our chains and given us freedom.
Give thanks to God, for he is good.
In him we
trouble surrounds us. Give thanks to God.
Closing out with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.